I've done a lot of traveling from the mountains to the sea, trying to find a place it feels right to be. One day in the summer I went to the highest place I've ever been,
where the blue of the skies touched me deep in my eyes, and I watched a cloud melt away.
I climbed a mighty mountain that rose into the air. Looking all around me, I saw beauty everywhere. Something deep inside me spoke to me and told me to return.
Then I picked some pretty flowers and I gave them to my love. And I'll always remember that day.
Much. It's called The Highest Place. I recorded that way back in the 1970s, 77 on the Dr. Banjo Steps Out record 30 years ago, and that's the first time I got to record with Tim O'Brien, and it's what led to Hot Rise. We decided to get a little band together after his record and my record both came out in that year, and started Hot Rise in January 78. And we will have our 30th anniversary as a band. We've been playing a few gigs every year in the last several years, and I'm proud that we have a video out. I'm going to give a short commercial plug to this DVD. You won't find it in any stores or in most places, but we have a whole bunch of them at the Merlefest Mall, a full hour of Hot Rise in the thick of things in 1987 with Charles Sawtelle, of course, on guitar, and the Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers there on it too. And anyway, we have that. It's the best video program we ever did on TV, and we have it on DVD now. Anyway, here's another thing that brings back a lot of memories. This is a song that John Hartford wrote, and John was a good friend of ours, and anytime we can remember John, it's a good thing for us. John was an important personality here at this festival, and this is a song that's about one of his main passions, being on the river, being a riverboat captain. It's called Where Does an Old-Time Riverman Go? And John actually figured out on his banjo how to imitate the sound of the whistle on a riverboat, and it's this.